Distinguish the different characterizations of the relationship between internal and external validity. There's dozens, okay? And philosophers of science can go toe-to-toe and bloody each other up over these, and it's a joy to watch. But they seem to come down to two that experienced, veteran, expert researchers seem to focus on. One is the trade-off model. You got to make a gazillion decisions when designing a piece of research. You have to evaluate a gazillion decisions when evaluating somebody's research. Every decision seems to either push things towards control and internal validity or representativeness and external validity. Now, there are some attempts to have it both ways. Structured settings, for example, are designed to give you all of the control of the laboratory and all of the naturalness of the field. And you've got enough time and energy to put into it so that it really is a mock-up of reality, and the people or animals that are in there have no reason to believe it isn't their reality. You can probably have control and naturalness at about the same time. But a lot of the other things involve a difficult trade-off. Now, the other characterization is known as the precursor, and it is the older system. And the precursor model goes all the way back to the critical experiment idea, too. The precursor model and the critical experiment grew up together. But just because we're rejecting the critical experiment doesn't mean we can get away with creating the precursor model, but we do have to put it in the right context. And that context is causal interpretability. The people who think precursor model of the relationship between internal and external validity also focus on and are really interested in causal information. The precursor model basically says, if I don't have internal validity, what is there to have external validity about? Not good grammar, but a great idea. Okay? If I don't have causal interpretability, what applicability or generalizability do I have? Can you see how that is focused on internal validity and causal interpretability? And like I say, the other characterizations either get hung up on measurement validity, because really we can't have either internal or external validity unless we have measurement validity. If we can't measure things, we don't have data, and the rest of it's a wash. And that's where most of the other interesting characterizations spread out. But between internal and external validity, we either value both associative and causal information and want to know which way each decision pushes us, a trade-off, or we are uninterested in associative information, just care about causal information, and if we don't have internal validity, there's nothing to apply or generalize.